The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
The former governor is calling on old friends to help with legal bills, an account known as the Restoration Fund. The list of contributors reads like a campaign war chest with money from industry insiders and party leaders, and they're being asked to help finance the legal vindication. But what happens now in the court of public opinion?
The jurors were very clear that they viewed what McDonald did as a violation.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
And surveys of Virginians conducted by Mary Washington and other universities showed that most Virginians felt that the original jury verdict was the correct one.
So what's next for Bob McDonnell, a man who was once on the short list as a VP candidate back in 2012? Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says he expects to see an evolving comeback strategy.
My guess is he's going to do something lower profile and closer to pro bono or community-related work with his legal skills as sort of a rehabilitation process.
Of course, the McDonnells will ultimately have to live with that Supreme Court opinion, the one where the Chief Justice says those luxury gifts and the low-interest loans were distasteful and ultimately tawdry. I'm Michael Pope.